Abramovici later changed his name to Robert Adam and started an arms company called Intermezzo Socomex, which became closely associated with the CIA's arms company, Interarmco. The arms deals in Palestine were handled by Joseph Baidas and Eduardo Berudi and his brothers, who sold weapons to both Arabs and Jews. Berudi later became a vice president of Intrabank, based in Beirut, Lebanon, a major conduit for black market funds. Millionaires were made immediately after the war by both war surplus and black market arms deals. But none were to achieve the profitability of Odessa, whose agents ranged throughout Europe and even behind the Iron Curtain, explained Manning, adding, "They bought and sold surplus American arms to Arab buyers seeking to strengthen the military capabilities of Egypt and other Middle Eastern Arab nations. Palestine was to be partitioned into a Jewish homeland, and they intended to destroy it at birth. But now, Jewish buyers, funded from America and elsewhere, entered the marketplace. They were barred from purchasing guns and American surplus P-51 Mustang fighter planes by President Truman, and their only resource for survival was to trade on the European black market, which, unknown to them, was rapidly coming under the control of Odessa agents. However, the Jewish agency's buyers might have purchased from the devil himself if it meant survival of the small, defenseless nation just come into being on May 14, 1947. Again, the behind-the-scenes maneuvering of wealthy globalists can be seen in the creation of modern Israel. This began in 1917, when second Baron Rothschild Lionel Walter Rothschild received a letter from British Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour replying to his query regarding Balfour's position on Palestine. Balfour expressed approval for the establishment of a home for Jews there. This letter later became known as the Balfour Declaration. In 1922, the League of Nations approved the Balfour Mandate in Palestine, thus paving the way for the later creation of Israel. Lord Rothschild was an ardent Zionist who had served as a member of the British Parliament. The Zionist movement, composed of both Jews and non-Jews, had been working toward the creation of Israel since the late 1800s. Lord Rothschild was the eldest son of Nathan Rothschild, who had controlled the Bank of England and funded the Cecil Rhodes Diamond and Secret Society Empire. Another Rothschild, Baron Edmund de Rothschild, who built the first pipeline from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean and founded the Israel General Bank, was called the father of modern Israel.